Okay, if we can begin, I'm going to get everything to the House members in 30 seconds to kind of set the stage. We have an offer we've put together that deals with all four articles. It's got some suggested language. I guess what I'd like to do now, I made sure the senators we've worked on this. So let's make, before we start discussing the offer, Representative Kahn and House members, let's have everything distributed to you. We have a summary page, we have two spreadsheets, and we have some language suggestions. So I'm going to wait till House members and staff have copies of everything. Representative Kahn, I was going to jump into this, but...
Oh, can I have one of those? I bet you wait till people get this stuff.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I need one, too.
Yeah.
I think I have one. Right? Yeah, I do.
Yours? Do you need one of yours?
I need... Thank you.
Where's your casket? Yeah. Well, David told
us. Education's back in.
We were worried all. David was coming to the
camp.
It turns out most of it's coming.
Nicole?
Noise.
Has anybody in the house have everything?
We're passing it out now. They have all of the language.
That's what they claim.
Okay. I guess I'm getting it now.
Let's see. What's this?
Same difference.
At
the door. Any other name.
That's actually a correct term right now. Oh, ran out of spreadsheets.
Did you see him?
Oh, this is the commission?
No.
Okay, why don't we get started? So, Representative Kahn and members of the House, let me offer a little bit of an overview of what we're presenting to you. I'm going to ask Mr. Mueller to go through the spreadsheets. First of all, Articles 1 and Article 3, Lessard and Parks and Trails, are Senate position. So that's pretty self-explanatory. The exception on Parks and Trails is we have some language to present. Staff has worked together to put together a proposal relative to the Parks and Trails Commission, the Greater Minnesota Parks and Trails Commission. So we have that suggested language. We also have the House position on the dollars on the Conservation Corps. And as you're glancing, you'll see there's a couple of pieces of language relative to the Arts and Cultural Heritage section. Let me offer just a couple of comments then relative to Article 2 and Article 4. First of all, Article 2, clean water. We've had a variety of people who've been working on this and have presented various proposals. What's attempted with Article 2, and then I'll have Mr. Mueller go through the spreadsheet in more detail, is that the Senate takes a position that although groundwater protection is important, the monitoring is important, that the language of the constitutional amendment obviously gives an emphasis to surface water protection. And we attempt, Representative Kahn, to meet you part of the way. and I think members are aware that there have been pieces at play in some different conference committees. Senator Tomassoni and Representative Wiginius in chairing the Environment Finance Conference Committee have had a couple of issues, and the principal piece of the fees originally in the House bill, the clean water, or the usage of the Clean Water Fund for those water fees in this bill was resolved, I believe, by general fund dollars in the Environment Finance Bill. So that money is brought, is not needed in this bill. The Senate position utilizing the Clean Water Fund is not needed. So we take that money and use it with some of the monitoring programs, the groundwater monitoring programs that the House is interested in. The Senate feels that Bowser ought to be utilized to a greater extent, significantly greater extent, than what the House does, and should mention that that's a strong position of the administration as well. I've had the opportunity to talk to the commissioner and appreciate his continued, speaking of monitoring our conference committee, but in speaking to the commissioner and Mr. Seifert from the governor's office, the position of the governor was made quite clear relative to the utilization of Bowser. And so we suggest moving away from the Senate position a little bit, but we do think the Bowser programs are important, ought to be funded. Another issue is we accept the House position relative to the agricultural certification program. And I believe the House had full funding. The Senate only had partial funding in this bill, which followed what the Senate had done in the committees that had jurisdiction over the issue. That's a general description. Mr. Mueller, if you want to go through the particular line items, this would be in Article 2, the Clean Water section.
Mr. Chairman and member, there should be a three-page spreadsheet. The first page is on top. It's labeled Article 2, Clean Water. The right column, set of columns there, says Conference Senate Offer. Probably the best column to work off of is Conference minus Senate. You can see where the Senate has made changes. So I'll start going on that. I'll just go through the Senate changes. Line 108, the Senate's added additional $500,000 for the biennium to nitrate monitoring under Department of Ag. Again, as the chairman has said, on line 114, the Senate fully funds the Ag Water Quality Certification Program. And the last one there, the applicator education, that was taken care of in Senator Tomassoni's Environment and Ag Bill. So we don't no need to fund that. No changes to PFA. The only changes in Pollution Control Agency is some additional money for Clean Water Partnership grants on line 134. We lowered down to the House level on line 137, the NPDS, National Pollutant Discharge System. And then lines 139 is just actually moving money down to line 147, something that the House has done. They're two similar programs dealing with standards for wastewater facilities, and the Senate will go along as move to the House position on that. The other items on lines 144 and 145 is the Senate's providing an additional $1.5 million to the imminent threat compliance grants to fully fund that same level and to cover all the other costs within that program. Second page, the Senate would go down to the House's level on Clean Water Council costs and the coal tar best management practices. Department of Natural Resources, the Senate comes up $500,000 total for stream flow monitoring. We have an additional amount, would sort of be a portion of the water protection area for DNR, that there would be a new subcategory under that for groundwater monitoring wells of $1 million. The line 171 is a House position of design water access sites, best practices. Then you see on line 172 is where the Senate $6 million has moved out. That we were, and because those issues are now taken care of in the Environment and Ag Bill. And then shoreline grants, which was a House program, On line 174, the Senate would come halfway up on that, $1 million per year, $1 million for the biennium. And then the Senate is at now at the House's level for the Geological Atlas Survey. Under Bowser, we've done a couple things. Is we've sort of taken a two-pronged approach dealing with the grants in Bowser. We would fund the House's language at the House's level, the $5 million per year, which is the grants to watersheds with multi-year plans. But the other balance of the money would stay in the regular Bowser grant program there on line 182. So we just moved some money down into the where the House's language is, but they're still pretty close to the Senate amount of money between those two. Then on line 189, we're coming up a little bit on the wellhead protection areas and the Community Partners Clean Water Program coming up $500,000 on that. Last page three. Under Department of Health, we would fund two of the governor's initiatives. The Lake Superior Beach Monitoring was the governor's proposal, and then the private well water supply protection. Under Metropolitan Council, we would go along with the House where they had moved the money down to metro regional groundwater planning, and we're coming closer to the House's number, coming up another $634,000 closer to the House number in metro planning, and then actually it's not quite that amount, but also staying at the Senate level for INI grants. And then the last change would be to fund the University of Minnesota's portion of the Geological Atlas Survey at $615,000 per year. So it's the same dollar amount the Senate had coming in. We just redistributed some of the money and moved that $6 million to some new other categories. So that's it for clean water.
And then I want to mention that we've had distributed language. Article 3, Parks and Trails, again, I mentioned that the attempt was to take the Senate language and the House language relative to the establishment of the commission and come up with something that hopefully met some of the House concerns. Going on to Article 4, and again, I'll have Mr. Mueller go through the spreadsheet in detail. The attempt was to try to meet some of the House concerns. Let me just make a couple of comments. It's clear that in an effort to have the Minnesota State Arts Board and the Regional Arts Councils at the level promised, campaigned on, discussed in the promulgation of this amendment over the years, there would be the need to move some of the accounts to different divisions. That's happened in some instances, not all instances. Representative Wagenius and Senator Tomasoni have allowed full funding for the county fair proposal that came in 2 years ago, I think, authored by originally Senator Dames and what Representative Torkelson, I believe, I think. And so in the environment bill, which I think, did the House just vote on that?
Voting on it now.
Okay. So that's the combination of what's in this bill and what's in the environment bill allow for continued funding at the present levels. The figure in here, in this proposal, the Senate position approximates what was going directly for history and art. Second, and this was my mistake, the civics education, which was handled through the Humanities Commission, is funded partially in the K-12 bill, but only partially at the level of current funding. So the balance of that is contained in this bill. The Councils of Color, and Representative Kahn, you and I have talked about that, and obviously we had some testimony, is being handled pursuant to the governor's directive in State Department. Senator Saxon can speak to that. The piece where there was confusion, and I think I know what happened, and it's just a combination of what takes place at the end of the session, unfortunately, where the Senate had more funding in the K-12 bill for the appropriate school arts curriculum, That did not happen. And so that comes back into this bill. But Representative Kahn and House members, to meet some of the priorities that have been discussed both privately and in the conference committee discussion, obviously, although I'm reluctant to do so, but in an effort to get this moving, lower the amount for the State Arts Board, the Regional Arts Councils. So it's at a level that is somewhat below the 50%, which was a very, very strong position of the Senate. Again, Mr. Mueller is going to go through the individual line items. In the proposal is the language relative to the civics education piece, which has not been carried in the Senate bill. And we had a lengthy discussion last night about the orchestra lockout language, or whatever you want to call it, and so attempted to work with Ms. Jens from the State Arts Board to try to come up with language that was workable. And I think Mr. Nobles was involved with it. I'm not sure. But come up with language that would work to get a strong, strong message to the orchestra as to what we would like to have happen, but do so in a way that's workable and doesn't create problems down the road. So, Mr. Mueller, if you want to go through the line items of the spreadsheet.
Mr. Chairman, members, we'll be working off the one-page spreadsheets, front and back, labeled on top, Article 4, Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Again, the set of columns to the right, conference Senate offer. Column to pay attention to is conference minus Senate. First thing I want to add on the Arts Board is that even though all the money's up on line 284, we would retain the splits that we had in the original Senate bill. I just forgot to put them on this spreadsheet, that the splits between the Arts and Arts Access Initiatives, Arts Education Collaborations, and the Heritage Programs. So whatever percent those splits were in the original Senate bill, we would retain those same splits and put them down into those categories. But the total amount wouldn't change for the Arts Board. It'd be 53.7. So that's down a little bit from the Senate original bill, down $3.2 million total for the board. Department of Education, the library grants, we'd be coming up $3.5 million from the Senate original. In Historical Society, the total for the agency is down $650,000. The additional items in admin would be the Lake Superior Aquatic Exhibit that was in the House side at $200,000. And that is it for that page. On the back side, there is the funding in the Humanities Center for the Council on Disabilities on line 333. And then on line 342 is some, the Senate's coming in with some money now for the Purpich Center, $500 per year. And that is the main change. I think I went over on the Historical Society that right now the House is carrying the civics education within the Historical Society. I just want to make note of that, and not in the Humanities Center, but that could be, in the past it's been under Humanities, so to compare with the House, I'm showing the civics education within the Historical Society on line 300.
And Mr. Mueller, you've been attempting to track with our tax staff as to where the tax committee is in terms of the sales tax. And
right. Mr. Chairman, and I am on this, at least within the arts article, have incorporated the tax changes. If you look between line 365 and 366, I've loaded in the number that the tax conference committee, as of now, has given me would be the additional sales tax amount coming into this particular fund, and have incorporated that into calculating the balance. So it would be, you know, almost $750,000 that would come into this fund. I have the figures for all the other funds, but at least with this proposal right now, we've actually incorporated that amount into the fund balance. And also had some caveats from the tax staff that that is a somewhat soft number, and as they are making their final calculations on the tax bill, that may change a little bit, those amounts that come into the different legacy funds.
Okay, thank you. And again, as I mentioned, we've had distributed the proposed orchestra language as well as the civics education language. And as part of the offers, as indicated on the offer sheet, the broad offer sheet, also incorporate the same similar language adopted last night. So, Representative Conner, members, that's the offer certainly, I think, makes a very significant stretch relative to Articles 2 and 4. You know, we have some very definitive differences with Articles 1 and 3. So I don't know if Representative Kahn,
are there any questions from our committee members about some of the decisions behind some of these issues? I mean, we'd like to talk, but are there any
Certainly.
Is there any clarification that we need from senators at this point? From the senators at this
point? Unless you folks just want to adopt everything.
You wish.
As a matter of fact. Representative Wills.
Thank you, Chair Cohen. I just had a question on lines 316 through 318 of the Arts and Cultural Heritage spreadsheet, the removal of the funding for Minnesota Film and TV Board, also the small theater grants, and I was just wondering the reasoning behind. Oh, and also the Veterans Memorial Parks, the reasoning behind
sure.
the removal of those projects.
Sure, Representative Wills, a couple things. But first of all, the film board in the jobs bill has $10 million for the snow bait. And Representative Kahn, I bet Representative Wills doesn't remember when you and I first worked on the film board, probably.
Since she wasn't probably born then.
she might have been, but wasn't following the legislature closely. So, at any rate, the film board is something that I worked on going back to when I was a member of the House and worked with Representative Kahn on that when I served on her committee. So I've been involved with this for a long time. We're putting our eggs in the basket, to use the cliche, of having the snowbait money in the jobs bill. And I hope, Representative Kahn, it's not unfair to suggest you and I had some discussion about this, that we were able to secure the request of the film board. The small theater grants, I guess the concern on the part of the Senate, happy to hear from the House, is, you know, I understand the issue. And I understand the issue of the conversion to digital projection and what it means for some of the small theaters. You know, we're talking about entities that are for-profit operations. Now, maybe given where some of the small-town theaters are, it's not such a for-profit entity. But that was a concern there. And recognize it might be a little bit easier for myself to suggest it as a Twin City and as you are, that we have access to our Cineplexes and whatever. So just to have some questions about that. To be honest, the Veterans Memorial, and with apologies, I think, to Representative Lilly, because Senator Wiegert talking about this, one of the concerns with this article is we keep on creating different programs, and it just gets, I won't suggest a field from the intent, but you just run out of money somewhere. Historically, memorials have always been done in state departments. I've worked on one major memorial on the State Department's division. We have the Nellie Stone Johnson proposal carried in both House and Senate State Departments. And it just seems if we're going to do memorials, we should do them in state departments, which historically has handled the funding for that. So other questions from House members?
We had
Hi.
Oh, we had there was one thing I noticed that, you know, and I guess we can just come back, where we can discuss some of our reasons for these. For the Ampere's one, the additional $300,000 we did was because there were new stations that were needed around.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've consistently funded the non-metro stations for NPR, and it really seemed that this was inappropriate. Since Ampere's was the people
right.
who were doing this one, this looked pretty appropriate to us to do it this time.
And almost
an emergency extra need.
And Representative Khan, I guess I won't speak for all the Senate conferees, but I think, you know, Senator Zaxhog, in particular as chairman of State Departments, has been a strong supporter of the Ampere system. I have been, to be honest, historically, there's always been a parity between the Ampere's appropriation and the NPR appropriation. It's probably as simple as that.
Well, except at this point, you know, and we know that, and in fact NPR came when they saw that and asked for $300,000, which didn't seem relevant. But at this point, there was a different need between the two. And since, of course, we've done this funding of the I think that's that was usually done through bonding, perhaps. The funding through the NPR stations, I think, even well before Ampere's was even done. So, I don't know. I think that this is. We thought that needed that because that was a special need that wasn't related to programming between the two, that was appropriate to do, to go up and do that. Well, I'm pleased to see some things that you have here which came too late for us, like the African American Museum, which I think is, so I think we're really glad to see that. We have a lot of problems with calling those the small theater grants. I mean, I think, I don't know if Senator Tomasoni has any thoughts about that. That came to us from Representative Metza. And really, they don't have the Cineplexes out there. Those small, we could have even labeled this a pilot program because we required a substantial, and we didn't just ask for, we required a substantial local commitment, and this amount is probably only enough to fund maybe two or three at the most. And, I think it's hard to call them for-profit when you look at the fact that they're going to be closing all across the state.
Representative Khan, I'm not unsympathetic.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't suggest that relative to the Veterans Memorials, you suggest it's a pilot project. That means in 2 years we're going to have, every town, city, whatever in the state, come and asking for funding for their movie theaters.
And that's
the problem with this section of the bill, is that nobody can seem to say no to anybody, and in the process, all the money gets eaten up. There's a limited amount of money, and I think if we open the door for one, it kind of reminds me, it's a different issue. But my state representative was not very happy several years ago that my district got nothing in a bonding bill. And even though I said we did a lot of stuff for St. Paul, and he and the city council member came to me with a proposal to provide bonding support with the opening of the new Highland Park golf course for the historic Wigginton golf clubhouse. And I said, no way, because we'd be doing historic golf clubhouses everywhere in the state. And in the same way, we're going to start doing movie theaters everywhere in the state. That's the concern.
I mean, I just raised it as an issue. I mean, the thought that large portions of the state people will be unable to see a commercial movie, they'll be relegated to waiting till they're out on, wherever they come, YouTube or DVDs or something, really seems like a serious miss.
So. Senator Saxhog.
And I don't want to digress too much, but, you know, movies nowadays, you can get them right on. I don't have a lot of talent.
I know.
My wife handles them, but I mean, you can get any movie you want on the
not quite.
On the internet. Well, lots of them, so.
You can't get 42 now.
All
I'll
right.
tell you that.
I know you can't get 42.
So look at all these people over the state being deprived of seeing 42 the way we saw it.
Well, Representative Conn, if, of course, if we're going to make reference to kind of combine that, I'll make a reference to remember the movie from the 70s, The Last Picture Show?
Yeah.
With the closure of the last movie theater in that town. So I understand, okay. But you know, I think, I mean, that's some of the thoughts as to where we start opening the bill up to other programs. We did that with county fairs, and they've done a very good job, and they've done some interesting things. But, again, how far do you get? I mean, the most... I mean, I don't think anybody took this too seriously. Well, some people might have because they proposed it. Senator Ingebrigtsen was the person who said absolutely not when he chaired the committee, and that was to provide money for a Viking stadium through this fund, and that didn't get very that didn't get very far, and that's because Senator Ingebrigtsen jumped on it. So, that's the rationale. These are small appropriations, but they're going to become very large appropriations down the road. And since we have a tough time saying no to anybody, that's going to create more pressure within this bill.
Okay. Well, I think at this point.
Representative Lilly had a.
Mr. Chair, and Representative Wills kind of alluded to some of my question on some of that area. But one of the things that we really worked on as a committee through the session was to realize kind of the full breadth of the language here. When you read the constitutional amendment, it actually goes beyond some of what you're mentioning. And I realize and I'm respectful of the folks that did the work and all that, but the language doesn't necessarily state that. It actually is more broad. And it says, you know, should be spent only for arts education, arts access, and preserve Minnesota history and cultural heritage. So, you know, some of that is, you know, why we had a position on, you know, some of the language items, some of the fair things, the libraries kind of fit in some of that as well. And then, you know, it may sound like a reach, but I don't think it is with the veterans memorials. You know, we all stand up and say the pledge and talk about veterans and how great they are. But, you know, I think this is, I mean, certainly they're part of our Minnesota history. When you go in the governor's office there and his reception room, it's full of classic paintings of, you know, our Minnesota warriors. And, you know, throughout the state we could have this is an opportunity to use this money and to tell the story of those folks in another way, that we appreciate their service to our state. And I don't think it's that far of a stretch to get to say thank you to the veterans or to talk about, we had great testimony yesterday on some of the disability community and, you know, these sort of things might not fit into our traditional understanding of art, perhaps, but I think we can grow it and to reach a broader community, not only with these areas, but with our more diverse population and as these things change in our state of Minnesota. So I think we have to be respectful of the changing Minnesota as well as the Minnesota history as well, and showing respect to our veterans and some of these other groups too. So I know you're 50%. I know you've, you know, made efforts to move some things to other bills, and some were successful, some weren't. I appreciate the effort, and I know this building sometimes hard to get success with some of those things, but I think some of the things that we did in the House are I think we did good work on this. I think the movie theater, if you really to, I mean, that's maybe a stretch, but it's a really interesting piece of Minnesota, a small town Minnesota that we might not, you know, have necessarily as much in the metro here, but you know, that one certainly would fit perhaps better indeed, and I would agree with that. But some of these others, I think, are a good match with the constitutional reading to me as I look at it. I'm not an attorney like yourself, but just a simple reading. So thank you for
your time. Well, and let me just, Representative Kahn, let me just respond quickly to Representative Lilly, because he makes some good points. And I don't think anybody in the Senate, certainly not myself, is in denigration of what some of this means to Minnesota, what some of these folks have done, whether it be the Veterans Memorial, some of the other stuff in the bill. Nor do I disagree with the ambiguities with some of the constitutional language. The catch is the ambiguities don't come with any money and are not enough money. And that becomes the question. If we could do all of this and be all things to all people, I'd be the first in line. But this doesn't really lend itself. You know, keep in mind, 4 years ago, and it's been institutionalized, and that's why the House or the Senate's moved up in the number, is the proposal for regional libraries and the work they've done. And I understand that. But that was something, to be honest, that 4 years ago, and Representative Lilly, you were on the conference committee 4 years ago, that came as a surprise to Senate members. So I recognize that the language is broad enough to fit lots of stuff, but unfortunately, the language doesn't come with the money, and that becomes the difference. Representative Lilly.
Mr. Chair, and not to belabor it, but I just to kind of offer this as a, maybe a consideration. You know, I went for a run. We had a little break, and I came up the mall here, and, you know, there's things that you might not think of, like art in the sense of the walker or other art opportunities, but when you walk in the mall, there's the new sculpture of Humphrey. There's the, you know, the piece of artwork that was at the airport of the firefighter that, you know, is brought out here, and you know, and I think a, very much a piece of artwork with a firefighter on a piece of ladder. You know, I could go on and on through the whole thing, and the, but to many people, that's art, and it shows. And then someone that might go to a memorial in a community. And we're not asking for a ton. It's $80,000. But it's, you know, I think it's a positive thing in a, out of a multi-million dollar bill to show thank you to our veterans.
And Representative Lilly, your point's well taken in terms of the mall. And I'm glad in particular you mentioned the Humphrey Memorial.
I mentioned that because I know you were very much.
because I did it. And I don't know if people had the chance to come to the dedication last summer when we had President Clinton speak, but all of that was done in State Departments. All of it was done through State Departments, as has been every other memorial. It's been done in State Departments. Some of it, I believe, is bondable. The Humphrey Memorial was not done with bonding, but some of that was a significant part of it was obviously private. But any public dollars were done through the State Department's division. Representative Kahn?
Well, I just said, I looked at both of those memorials. I don't know what you thought about. I looked at the Hubert Humphrey Memorial and the Floyd B. Olson Memorial, and I decided that when my memorial is done, instead of standing, pointing, and expounding, I'm going to be sitting reading a book.
Representative Kahn, I'm hoping you serve for many more years here in the state legislature. I do need to point out that the CAP board has a requirement that no memorial will be considered until somebody is at least deceased by 10 years. So I'm hoping I won't be around to work on your memorial. Representative Bly.
Just to follow up on some of the things that Representative Lilly was saying, Chair, I'm not sure that we have to necessarily use various proposals as the limiting factor. I mean, it's a reality. There's limited funds. But I think each time we consider things or the and look at what we might fund, I think it's okay for folks who think that their idea might be cultural heritage or might be something that is artistic that deserves the kind of attention. It's okay for them to suggest it. It doesn't mean that everything should be funded, of course, as you say, but I'm not sure that, you know, deciding that this fits in that category or this fits in that category in order to be able to, you know, fund the things that come before us is necessary.
Senator Robertson?
No, Mr. Chair, I do have just one comment with regards to that. If I was real interested in doing Memorial Parks, and you talk about representative voting art, there would be nothing to be stopping you, I don't think, to go after the arts portion in the fund for those dollars. Am I wrong?
Senator Robertson, Ms. Jones would have to speak to that. I can't speak for the for the Arts Board and the Regional Arts Councils as to what criteria they have in that regard. Yeah, I'm not sure. Representative Kahn?
I just noticed that Representative Murphy came in. I wonder if they have any information about what's in the state government finance bill.
Maybe she just came in to watch. Representative Murphy, did you want to address the committee, or you're just taking a break from?
I kind of thought Senator Sachs talk might spot me. Is it for a minute or two?
That's awesome.
See you later, sir.
Representative Kahn.
We would like a recess, so we.
All right.
Can
so let's recess, and we'll get back together. I guess what I would suggest, Representative Kahn, you have our proposal. We have some other ideas relative to some of the rest of it, but would be happy.
We would hope to recess and come back with a counterproposal.
Okay,
come back and maybe as part of that counterproposal, I see some things we can immediately accept in this, and so.
Okay.
Obviously, I need to confer with my co-conferees
sure.
about it. But
just let us know, and we'll be around.
So we'd like an hour, but we might need some more time to write stuff.
Certainly,
up.
Certainly. All right.
At least an hour. We'll let you know, and it's the call of your chair.
Yes. Just give me a call.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll be in recess until we hear back from the House.
Thank you.
Phyllis.
What?